talk me through then that final phase of show jumping.
I always knew the very last line was going to be tricky for that horse. But, you know, he had a bit of a cheap rail early on, and apart from that, I don't think he touched the fence. So, I was a bit disappointed to come out with two down. Naturally, I want to jump a clear to put the pressure on Andrew, but wasn't to be.
I mean, it's fantastic, the spectators, isn't it, going in reverse order, but it is very, very nerve-wracking. There's a real tense atmosphere here this afternoon.
Very tense atmosphere, and, you know, the horses have to be so good after jumping around that massive cross-country yesterday, and then to turn around and try and leave all the poles up today, it takes a big effort from the horses, so I'm just thrilled with the way my horse has gone.
I was going to say that, Sam. Happy Times, he's such a special horse.
Do you know, I really wanted to try and win for him here because he deserves a 4-star win, but listen, he'll be right up there at the end, so I'm just pleased with how we're finished up.
Just give me an assessment then of the last couple of days. Have you had to sum up the 2014 Land Rover Burley Horse Trials for you?
Yeah, it's been a tough event. We've had to work hard, but listen, I'm thrilled. You know, every time you just finish it, it's a thrilling experience, and to finish in the top six is even better.
And that cross-country course, still a true test of horse and rider, worthy of its 4-star status?
I think the results show you that it's a massive course, and, you know, the best horses will come out on top after doing that course.